This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Let's talk about health care. You promised to repeal Obamacare for 7 years. Your bill didn't survive 3 weeks. What happened?
Well, it hasn't survived yet. What happened is we are going through what I would call a very painful growing pain. I'd like to see the growth at the end of that pain, which is we've been an opposition party for 10 years. And I've been long saying, if we're going to be successful, deliver for the American people, improve people's lives, we've got to become a proposition governing party. About 90% of our members are for this bill. We're not going to give up after 7 years of dealing with this. After running on a plan all of last year, translating that plan into legislation, which is what this is.
Okay, so what's the plan B?
Well, plan B is we keep talking to each other and figure out how we get to yes and how we get this bill passed.
So you're not changing the policy. You're just putting more pressure.
No, we're listening to people. And if we can make improvements to this bill, all the better. So if improvements can be made to this legislation that get people to yes, that's great.
Well, you know, they're listening to people and also, you know, as he says, he brings up a good point here, and that is that the Republicans have to get out of this mindset and start governing. You know, this should be a, you know, an idea factory, and I think they have been. They just didn't know what to do about it. You know, they love processing, but they need somebody who can administrate these ideas and bring it to fruition. And I will say that if they are listening to people, one of the things they might hear, and, you know, we talked to Jenny Beth Martin earlier this week, and one of the things that came out loud and clear was, you know, what health care looks like. And we're going to talk a little bit further with some of you as we open up the phone lines here to talk about what terrific health care looks like. President Trump says we're going to have terrific health care. Well, okay, what does that look like? And one of the things Jenny Beth addressed in her new column in The Hill this morning is that Congress should end its exemption from Obamacare. You know, we've said this all along. You know, you start putting together a plan that says, hey, look, it's going to be so wonderful that Congress is going to participate under. What a novel concept that they would be subjected to the very laws they create instead of creating all these exemptions time and time again, you know, in healthcare, a big problem. And that's not even being talked about. It's almost like verboten. You know, the mainstream media didn't even want to bring that up. But we say, look, end that exemption from Obamacare. You fall under it. And we start designing something, I think, that starts looking a bit terrific. Not to mention the fact that I think that it's going to be a while for them to do this. And it's also, again, understanding the basis of our Constitution puts the power in the hands of the people. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. If we're waiting on them to figure it out, it's going to be a mess. And you need to get going on this sooner than later. Of course, what will open the door even further is if Congress can get their act to do something that they've already done, but pass the bill. I mean, they've already got a bill ready to repeal Obamacare. That was presented 15 months ago. I think there was, a tremendous approval for that. So get that done. I mean, the fact that they want to do repeal and replace, there's really no set form. And I think this is what they get caught up in, is that somebody has an idea. And I think President Trump, you know, is lacking in this particular situation, saying that he wants to deliver both. Deliver one, deliver repeal. And then with the pressure that that has with us not having this, then it will... I think it'll force some ideas and considerations because we don't have anything to fall back on, okay, other than ourselves, which is what I've been saying for a while as well, and it came out again in our conversation with Jenny Beth Martin, and that is that look, you take care of your own health care yourself. You know what to do. I mean, you don't need Marco Rubio. You don't need Lindsey Graham or John McCain or anybody telling you what your health care plan should be. You know what to do. You and your doctor... I say go work out a deal. We've been doing this personally in our family for the last 12 years. Go work out a direct pay program. They are, you know, coming out all over the country, and we're going to be talking with a doctor next week who's been at the forefront of this. And this will give you control of your own health care. To me, that's what healthcare, terrific healthcare, starts to look like. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We've got phones wide open right after this.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And that's our mission, our goal, okay, together, all of us, activated citizens and patriots of this great country of ours, to get this country back on track. We got to keep our eye on the ball. We're moving the line a bit. I mean, when you think it wasn't that long ago, 7 out of 10 agreed that we're on the wrong track. 6 out of 10 still agree that we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, we've reduced it by one, so let's just keep moving in the right direction here to get this country back on track. We're opening the phone lines at 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. What we want to talk about here right now is our healthcare system. You know, President Trump said, hey, look at, we're going to be looking at a terrific healthcare. And I said, okay, what does terrific healthcare look like? And I'm not sure we're getting that from Congress, but Scott Wheeler is with us on the line right now. Scott is the executive director of National Republican Trust, what they call the GOP Trust, and a former TV producer and investigative journalist. Hey, Scott, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So the president says terrific healthcare. In your perspective, what does terrific healthcare look like for you?
Well, I think first it starts with freedom of choice in who you get as a provider and who you get as your insurance company, and that's something we don't have right now, thanks to Obamacare. And it also goes back 30 years. We've had government interference in insurance, and that's what really gave us HMOs to begin with. We have a real problem in understanding this. Even on both sides, I hear conservatives say things that don't really fall into the category of the law of large numbers, which is what insurance deals with. The other side is that the Democrats pretend that everybody has to have a universal health care policy in order for everyone to be insured and have health care. And that's just patently false. There are many ways. In fact, I drafted a plan years ago where you take over buildings that are abandoned in inner cities. But the uninsured tend to be mostly in the same areas around the country, right, and in urban areas. You take over buildings and you renovate them, make them public hospitals, and then you allow doctors who have student loans to pay off. You allow them to donate their time, certain amount of time, and work off their debt while they're have a regular practice. They donate at a clinic and hospital, and they treat people who don't have have insurance or who can't get insurance. Right. And so you would have centers around the country where people could get treatment who can't get care or who can't afford care, You also have Medicaid, which was the big lie that poor people were dying in the streets because they couldn't get health care. You've had Medicaid for the poor for more than 20 years, 30 years.
Well, that's so, where the Democrats are real good in igniting the fear. They fearmonger and take a very small percentage of people who are affected and turn it into something. But, you know, they're perpetrators of lies, and that's unfortunately, that's what quagmires this whole process here. And as you say, the other thing, too. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, absolutely. One of the biggest lies that Obama told, and this is a bold-faced lie during the run-up to passage of health care, his Affordable Care Act, was he said over and over again that once his health care bill would pass, no longer would health insurance companies be allowed to cancel you for getting sick. That had been against the law in all 50 states for more than two decades. The only reason a health insurer could, anyone could cancel you for being sick was for non-payment of premium. That's the only thing.
Exactly.
You could never be canceled for any reason.
Right. Well, Scott, I think you brought some good ideas. I appreciate you chiming in on this. You know, and you had mentioned that before when we had talked about these empty buildings utilization of product. But these are ideas that are out there, and this starts to address some of these issues and some good ideas. Karen Smith is with us right now. She's from originally from South Africa. She now lives in Texas, is an immigrant. And Karen, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you, JJ. Yourself?
Well, this is Bill Martinez, not JJ.
Sorry,
I don't
Bill.
Know.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. Not a worry. But, I mean, if you start changing my name, it's going to confuse Scott, and it'll confuse me, and that's
we
have all kinds of fun here.
Yeah, we don't want to confuse each other.
Yes, exactly. Well, Karen, the president talks about, you know, terrific health care. As an immigrant, you know, coming here to America, you know, from South Africa, what does world-class health care look like for you? What's your opinion on this?
Well, certainly not what it is under Obamacare. I personally had a terrible experience with the healthcare system here last year. I needed three surgeries, and firstly, I couldn't get covered. I didn't qualify for Obamacare because I wasn't a citizen yet, which I am now. And
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. It was a long, hard, expensive road, but I finally made it.
Good.
You know, the problem here is that you pay a fortune for your health care. I can only tell you what it doesn't look like from my perspective. So
right.
We pay $480 a month. The company pays $480 a month. So that's $1,000 a month. Then our deductibles are $2,000 a year, and our out-of-pocket are $15,000 a year. How do you use that health care? Use it? You know, so
yeah,
I desperately needed life-saving surgery and couldn't use the health care that was literally killing us to pay for. So
here it is. You just had a health care card. You didn't have anything. That card is worthless. It's just a card.
That is one thing that Sean Spicer says that is correct. You've got the card, but it doesn't mean you've got coverage.
Yeah, you got the card. You got the card, and that gives you the privilege to pay these exorbitant fees for something that you're not going to be able to utilize.
Absolutely, Bill. But I will say this about the healthcare system here: your hospitals mainly have some kind of charity input, and if you qualify for that, they give you excellent, and I do mean excellent care with their charity donations paying your deductibles. So I was very, very lucky. But for me, good health care would be accessible to everybody. I mean, I'm 63. Why am I paying for abortion and the pill and all kinds of child care issues? I don't need that. I'm never going to need that again.
Right.
So that just
right.
pushes your thing up. It would be accessible to everybody and really affordable. And for those who are really poor, there are clinics, we have them in South Africa, free clinics that you can go to and get anything taken care of for about R3, which is 30 cents in this country.
Mm.
So we could cover it that way. But why? It's a healthcare bill that they proposed now. I'm really glad it failed. I am a Trump supporter, but I'm really glad it failed because it didn't help us.
Yeah, they need to go back to the drawing board, no doubt about it, and that's what they're doing. For those that have declared the demise of this effort, it's a little premature because the GOP leadership is connoitering once again back to the drawing board. Karen, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Thank you for calling in. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. It's good to be sharing this day with you as we come to you fresh every day, independent as it be, because that is our honor and privilege to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. We're talking healthcare, all right? We had a failed attempt first time at the bite of the apple, as they say. Democrats were cheering. You saw Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer doing an end zone dance over the first attempt at putting it together.
But I think Paul Ryan, in retrospect, and President Trump were right to pull it off the table and say, okay, let's get this, you know, obviously we need some more discussion, and that's what they're doing. But meanwhile, that leaves us out wondering, and I still think and maintain that when you come to terrific health care and what it looks like, I believe it just goes back to the people. And the people need to exercise, you know, their right to get their own health care. Many people are already doing this through direct pay. Like I said, I've been doing this for 12 years myself. I work out direct relationships with my doctors, get the discounts. And there's, you know, this has been kind of refining itself over the years. I mean, to the point that Dr. Josh Umber, who has been the spearhead of this program, direct pay, has been doing a terrific job. I mean, including with pharmaceutical. I mean, imagine your prescriptions paying 10 cents on the dollar. This is what they generally pay, their monthly stipend and commitment to this kind of service. You know, on average, about $50 a month. I mean, add it up. It's a pretty good deal compared to what we've been dealing with. But this is the free market system working on your behalf. And this is just for everyday medical care. It's not about catastrophic. Catastrophic's a whole other issue, and that will be defined a lot less expensive and something that can happen down the road. But I believe that if we, the people, take charge of our own health care, then a lot of things can change pretty quick. Dan Gray is with us right now, and Dan is the Service Employee International Union in the federal court. A former columnist for Watchdog Wire, by the way. Dan, you know, the president talked about terrific health care. From your perspective, what does terrific health care look like?
Well, being in perfect health, actually, taking care of your own health. Or,
right, exactly.
Or the Cadillac plan that I used to have until the state finally fired me for retaliation for going after SEIU. I wanted to just clarify that because I'm no longer in SEIU or with the state.
Okay.
But anyway, so I lost that great health insurance, and we looked into Obamacare and what it would have cost us minimum for the cheapest policy they had, and it covered sex changes and pregnancy in our 50s, all kinds of useful stuff. But,
those things that are high on your list, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, $12,000 a year approximately plus a $5,000 deductible. That was the bottom line. Well, last year, my wife got sick. A year into being uninsured, she got sick. And it's not like, you know, deadly illness, but it was bad enough. And the hospital stay and extensive tests cost us about $6,000. Now, if we'd gone with Obamacare,
but even though that was expensive, Dan, compared to $17,000, you're still ahead of the ballgame, so to speak.
Well, you did the math that quick in your head. Actually, that's amazing.
Yeah.
$17,000.
You think that's amazing from your perspective? You had to talk to Sister St. Mark, who was my nun, to try to teach me math all these years. I think she just fell over and fainted.
To do it in your head that quick, I'm impressed. Seriously, but. The bottom line is that we made a deal with our with the hospital and with the various doctors and the testing places. They're not losing any money with us paying them at 50% of what they charge, because that's what they have to charge, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up spending a little over $3,000. We're making some payments. We'll have it all paid off this year. It would have cost us $23,000 had we gone the other way.
Exactly. Well, part of the reason that these things mount up is because they do it based on a gross perception, you know, that includes about 35-40% of administrative fees to process a insurance paperwork and all that. You know, they load it up, and they know it's going to be negotiable because some of these insurance companies come back and they see the number and they negotiate. So it just, though, even though they post it, it is negotiable, and you come in with cash. This is why, Dan, our family, we've been cash and carry, and what they're calling now direct pay with doctors for, you know, for our family for the last 12 years. We don't pay $200 for a visit. We pay anywhere 75, 80 bucks per visit. And now with direct pay and some of these sophisticated programs that are out there, paying a lot less. A friend of the show, Dr. Alita Eck and her husband, they provide service for poor people up in upper state New York, and it's $15 a visit for them. But there's other things that they do when you allow the free market to take over. But when you have bureaucrats in D.C. all wanting credit, because if they come up and they've got the silver bullet for healthcare, then that puts them in good position and people can love them and vote them back into office. It's not about delivering, you know, world-class health care for we the people, if you know what I mean. So
I
too much politics involved in this.
First of all, when did this ever become a government business? It's not in the Constitution.
Yes.
It's not a right.
No.
It's not even really a benefit. When the costs are counted, it's basically it's textbook communism 101.
Yeah, it really is. There's no doubt about it. Dan Gray, thank you for your input. Sorry for the experience you had to go through. Glad you were able to work that out and glad to hear that your wife is feeling much better. Timothy on the phone with us right now. Timothy, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good to be back, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Terrific health care. From you, your perspective, what does that look like?
Well, I developed a five-point plan 20 years ago in Massachusetts when they first started talking about health care reform. And it's important for people to understand that there's two components, okay? There's health insurance, and then there's health care services delivery. Okay, so the first thing you need to do to cut costs for health care insurance is to eliminate the state boundaries. Let companies compete across state lines. Market solutions are always superior to government-mandated solutions. We know this. We can recite countless instances of where this has been shown to be true. Okay, guess who doesn't
The boundaries removed? It's empirically sound at this point. There's enough evidence. I mean, if anything is a fact, as President Obama would say, and inarguable, it is that. That is for sure.
Yeah, there's no speculation about it. Markets work, government doesn't. Okay, but guess who doesn't want that? The insurance companies. They want their own little fiefdoms. Okay, so we actually do need government to come in and eliminate these artificial borders. Okay, that's number one. Number two is lowering the cost of drugs, which is done. It's an esoteric point I'm not going to get into for time, but you need to rationalize the FDA approval process and the U.S. Patent Office patent approval process. Okay,
But Timothy, relevant to the pharmaceutical and prescription and drug plans and all that kind of stuff, already in this country, there is a doctor who is renegotiating the price of prescriptions down to 10 cents on the dollar. I mean, in Europe pays less than for prescription drugs than we do, and we're the headquarters for drug development, R&D, and everything. They've been using our money over 10 years to do that. And then on top of it, the government has allowed them to continue to stick it to us, and we pay these exorbitant prices for prescription drugs. So obviously that is more negotiable than we realize.
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to say, once you rationalize those two approval processes, because FDA will not approve drugs that are available for use in the rest of the world. Market solution again. Okay. The third thing to do to lower the insurance costs is to limit the pain and suffering damages that can be awarded to an attorney.
Yeah.
That will cut a lot of, but again, the trial attorneys are against this. They're all Democrats. Okay. Now, with regard to giving us better health care, what do we want? We want responsible people want their families to be covered for routine care, physicals, and for things that come up, a tetanus shot, some stitches, a broken bone, et cetera. We need to expand health care. And the president has actually talked about this. We need to expand the health care savings account, but not make it a use it or lose it scenario at the end of the year. Okay, how can I budget in January for what my expenses are going to be all year? Let it carry over. Let it use tax-free money. And, of course, the fifth is to allow physician groups to offer subscription services. The insurance companies took some doctors in Brooklyn to the Board of Insurance in New York, and this got struck down. But we should be able to buy a commodity service just like we do anything else. You know, you get one free, you get one physical included a year, and then any routine care visits, you pay a flat fee. You use insurance only for things over $5,000 or $10,000 that would really hit you in the pocketbook. Because right now, people are paying $20,000, $30,000 for their families for benefits that they can't even use.
Well, Timothy, good ideas here. We got to leave it there. Thank you so much for chiming in. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kent Brantley, has Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, you too have Ebola.
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
Oh,
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to FacingDarknessMovie.com. That's FacingDarknessMovie.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great ideas, you know, and what healthcare, terrific healthcare looks like. I appreciate everybody chiming in, and I know that you have some ideas as well. By all means, get involved in the conversation at hashtag BML Talk. Let me know your thoughts. With us right now is William Jeanne. He's President and National Director of Americans for Legal Immigration, which you know represents more than 50,000 members. William Jeanne, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Glad to be with you this morning.
Well, let's talk about your article that you distributed in The Hill this week. That Donald Trump should fulfill his commitment to end Obama's DACA amnesty.
Yes, DACA amnesty is not an executive order. It's not a law. It's something Obama created out of thin air using memos. And even from a layman's understanding of the U.S. Constitution, it violates the U.S. Constitution, violates existing immigration laws, such as the law that makes it illegal to give an illegal a job. And it's obviously serving as an encouragement for illegal immigrants to enter and remain in the United States, which is another felony, because the childhood arrival surge on the border began when Obama launched his DACA amnesty, which 26 states were trying to sue to stop. So Donald Trump promised to end the DACA amnesty on his first day. And since illegal immigration was his most important and powerful issue that gave him the ability to surpass Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton in this race, we're encouraging him to end the DACA amnesty as he promised, to stop reneging on his promise to end that amnesty. Otherwise, he's going to start damaging himself with his base, which is what George Bush did when he fell, his popularity or approval ratings fell to about 18%.
Yeah. Well, it is, as Donald Trump said, I'm not making excuses for him, but he inherited a mess. I mean, at every turn and every drawer that he opens up, it's like here comes another. Ghost from Obama's past coming at him, but certainly this one has been up front, no doubt about it. Makes you wonder, William, that, with all these activist judges all over the country, where was one to stand up against this president and,
keep something like this in check. But, you know, with President Obama, it's like he had a free pass at every turn, didn't he?
And he did. And the other thing that's starting to worry us about Donald Trump's presidency is while he has left Obama's DACA amnesty in place, he has there's been language and leaks coming out saying that he's opened a possible amnesty for most illegal immigrants and things that are contradictory to what he promised everybody or what everybody believes he was telling us during the primary and the general election. And the thing is, he hasn't come out to refute these claims. You know, the media's rushed out and said, oh, Trump's willing to deal on amnesty for most illegals, da-da-da-da. No response to Trump. Trump did not come out and clear the air on that. And so a lot of us that have supported Trump because of his pro, you know, immigration enforcement agenda and putting the victims of illegal alien crimes on stages when those types of crimes have been suppressed and blocked by most of the media for year after year, you know, we're getting nervous now. So we've set a deadline. You know, Alipac, we've endorsed Trump. We're still endorsing Trump. We want him to succeed as president. We want him to succeed fulfilling his campaign promises. But if he does not end the DACA amnesty by tax day, April 17th, we're going to drop our endorsement and take a more antagonistic approach to Donald Trump.
Well, you know, he's quick to throw out a tweet, and maybe that's what you're asking is where's the tweet in response to the media and other, because we know a lot of fake news is running around there, and Donald Trump is quick to respond to things that he takes exception to. Why would he not take exception to some suggestion that he's supporting amnesty for all illegals?
Well, and he also can cancel the DACA amnesty, which he – Obama's DACA amnesty orders for 60-something days have now become Donald Trump's amnesty orders. We currently have Trump's amnesty. And the reason DACA is so important, not only because it sends a message to these local sanctuary cities and police that arbitrary enforcement of our immigration laws is okay, it's every day that you and I and everybody out there listening are in the United States of America under DACA. We are not in a constitutionally governed republic. We are not in a country where the rule of law, every minute, that rule by fiat, that rule by memo, that rule by bureaucrat continues. All of our elections, all the votes of Congress on these issues mean nothing. All that it, only thing it means is the power that Obama abused, that Donald Trump is now abusing in a way. You know, and he said himself, he said on the campaign trail that DACA was wrong, DACA was amnesty, DACA was unconstitutional. He was going to end it day one. He could end it with about an hour of his time. They can't even sue him to stop him from ending DACA. There's nothing for them to sue. There's just memos. All he'd have to do is say, Secretary, draw me up a memo that says that all of these other memos that Obama issued creating work permits and amnesty legislation for illegals, which the Congress defeated five times in the last 10 years, they're nullified. Tell everybody these are no longer in effect and tell the press that DACA's over. Tell the illegal aliens, tell them all DACA's over. Take them about an hour of his time. The American public, a vast majority of us, would stand up and say, yeah, way to go. The left would scream. The socialists would scream. Rachel Maddow would be in tears with Chris Matthews on TV, and his approval ratings would go up. But he's not doing it. So we're as an organization, Americans for Legal Immigration Pact, we're trying to get more people on our email alerts at alipac.us. That's alipac.us to help us with our call and letter programs to the White House. We're going to engage in other activism designed to pressure Trump to fulfill his campaign promise. We're also trying to stop an in-state tuition bill for illegal aliens in Tennessee. And we're trying to stop the state of Maryland from declaring itself a full sanctuary state for illegals, especially after the rape that occurred in the Rockville, Maryland high school last week
high school.
To illegal immigrants.
Right.
But we've got these battles going on all over the place. And our enemies, our opponents, the pro-illegal immigration groups that are all funded with millions of dollars by George Soros, they've got hundreds of groups fighting these battles. And there's only two or three national organizations that do what Alipac does against illegal immigration. So we really need the help from volunteers and donors that are willing to stand up on these issues and stand with the existing border and immigration laws of the United States.
Well, William, what you I want to go back here just a little bit because, you know, you just shared a lot that you're doing, which is significant, no doubt about it. But this has been a systemic issue. We've got to go down to the very foundation. If you're a little bit wrong somewhere, you're going to be a lot wrong down the way, which is to say that if you compromised your foundation and your integrity, which is what President Obama exacerbated with these memos
If we're the rule of law, if we're, people that believe in the Constitution, if we say that is the driving document for our country, which I would say the majority of Americans still maintain, then we have to make sure we don't compromise that. And it has been greatly compromised over the years, particularly again. And I blame a lot of this. I put this on President Obama's doorstep. And Donald Trump, and I agree with you, I think many people voted for Donald Trump thinking, okay, here's the guy. We need an outsider to come in and fix it. Now, does he have his hands full? No doubt about it. But there's probably some low-hanging fruit, and I would say that DACA is probably part of that, part and parcel to that low-hanging fruit package that would go a long way in telling his constituents and those that voted for him that he was serious about what he said on the campaign trail. And as you already noted, the majority of Americans, registered voters, 58% of registered voters, opposed Obama's executive actions compared to only 36% who supported them. So he's got the majority of Americans, to your point, on his side.
He does, but the question is, the question that remains is, because, you know, Donald Trump never really said anything about illegal immigration until the year running up to his victory. And he read a book by Ann Coulter called Adios America. It's a great, I have no financial interest in the book, but Adios America is a great book. It was written with the help of the archives at alipac.us because our archives are the largest collection of information in the world about illegal immigration. So if you're going to write a book about it, you'll probably find us. And he came out and mentioned something about the victims of illegal alien crimes. He got attacked. He stuck to his guns, and he came through the smoke and the lead. And now, but we need to find out whether Donald Trump is a man of his word. He's already backtracked. When we were chanting at rallies and on overpasses, lock her up about Hillary Clinton, we weren't joking. Mm-hmm. We were serious about that.
Right. Well, William Jean, good stuff here. Remind everybody how they can get involved with AliPac and what they can do to support.
We're at alipac.us. That's alipac.us, Americans for Legal Immigration. We need folks on our email alert so that we can work to fight against illegal immigration and any form of amnesty that would further compromise our borders.
Well, he's the President and National Director for Americans for Legal Immigration. William Jean, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, William. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The expert editors at Kelley Blue Book, the vehicle valuation and information source trusted by both consumers and the automotive industry, recently announced the 12 best family cars of 2017. With a keen focus on factors like safety, value, comfort and convenience, cargo versatility, technology, and child safety car seats, the KBB.com editors recommend their choices for a diverse group of new vehicles that best meet the needs of today's families. They brought together last year's winners and the best of the new and redesigned 2017 models for back-to-back testing. Jack R. Nerad, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst, KBB.com.
Our editors enlisted the help of their families, which includes children spanning a full range of ages from toddlers to college students, and even a few who have made it out into the real world, to put this year's contenders to a real-world test, selecting a total of 12 new vehicles deemed worthy of being named Kelley Blue Book's Best Family Car of 2017.
For more information, visit KBB.com.
I spent my entire career as a journalist uncovering the truth. Until the day my wife presented me with the biggest story of my life.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
From the studio that brought you God's Not Dead.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
How can we even talk about historical evidence for the resurrection?
The Gospels are filled with contradiction.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
We all bet our lives on something.
The question is, what's it going
to
be?
As much as I would like to help out a fellow skeptic, what you're proposing is impossible.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
Do you really want to know the truth, or is your mind already made up?
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, here they are, click likes, searching the skies, telling you everything that you need to know, and that is that it is time for the movie guy. Yes, Steve Evans is with us right now. Tell us all the boffo news at the box office, because Beauty and the Beast keeps boffoing, right, on Steve-O?
It is. A beast is ruling the box office these days. Another $90.5 million last week. It's made about $700 million worldwide just in the first couple of weeks. I mean, these numbers are astounding. It just continues to grow. You have a couple of markets yet. Japan hasn't released in Japan yet. So these numbers are going to go higher. It's a hit for the Disney company. The Mouse House scores again.
Hey, you imagine if our country, if we took over Disney, what we'd do with the deficit? We would, you know, wipe out $19 trillion, you know.
We just need to put them in charge. Absolutely.
This last year and a half, I mean, how much money? I mean, the Brinks guards can't, you know, they just keep going back and forth from Disney headquarters, you know, just going to the bank.
It's just, you know, it's on a roll. That's how these things go.
Yeah.
Power Rangers did well.
Wow.
Another 40.3. A lot of people are going to see movies these days. 40.3.
Were you surprised on Power Rangers, by the way?
I was surprised. I thought it would do well.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would do that well. So, good for them. Yeah. Kong Skull Island was number 3, making another 14.7. And then we had the movie Life, which didn't do quite what they'd wanted it to do, 12.5. I saw that movie last weekend. And it's, you know, it's got a great cast. We have Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds, and it's very well done. We're out in outer space. The effects are terrific. I'm not crazy about the ending, and that's all I'll say about it. It took me by surprise.
Right.
So anyway, that's out there as well. Then we have Logan rounding out the top 5. Did you ever hear of anything called Japanese?
So what happens? The ending of Life, did they find George Clooney out there floating out there? Is that what happened?
That would have been, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to be a spoiler here.
I know. I'm just teasing you. But I just thought, hey, it would have been nice, you know. We found George. He's here, you know.
There's a sequel that we can look forward to, The Finding of George in Outer Space.
Just thinking out loud. Japanese
manga, I think that's how you pronounce it. Though this Japanese manga is an art form which goes back to the 12th century, I think, over in Japan. And after the occupation after World War II by the Americans over in Japan. The American GIs brought over comic books, and you had this kind of mashup between this ancient art form and the American comic book, and it really kind of changed the art form. And then, of course, anime came along as well. This is a long way of getting into a movie called Ghost in the Shell, which is based on this internationally acclaimed Japanese manga, which, of course, is a Japanese comic book. This is starring Scarlett Johansson. It's getting great reviews. 72% are recommending that you see this one. It takes place in the near future, and we have major played by Scarlett Johansson. She is the first of her kind, a human saved from a terrible crash, who is cyber-enhanced to be the perfect soldier devoted to stopping the world's most dangerous criminals. When
well, most people have been thinking Scarlett Johansson has been cyber-enhanced for a long time, but we're talking just in movies.
Believe
right?
me, she looks pretty good in the cyber suit, I'll tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway, she, let's see, when terrorism reaches a new level that includes the ability to hack into people's minds and control, the Major is uniquely qualified to stop it. As she prepares to face a new enemy, however, Major discovers that she has been lied to. Her life was not saved, it was stolen. And she'll stop at nothing to recover her past and find out who did this to her and stop them before they do it to others. And as I said, it's based on this internationally acclaimed Japanese manga. The whole thing kind of reminds
me... Are we going to upset the Japanese manga people because Scarlett Johansson has kind of hijacked their art?
Well, I don't think so. She's getting great reviews. Here's what Variety had to say. They said Scarlett Johansson and Rupert Sanders have produced this pulse-quickening, formally stunning live-action take on the manga classic and honors its source incredibly. So there you go. That's from Variety.
Oh, okay, so everybody's happy. Peace,
yeah,
peace in Japan.
So. I think so. 72% are recommending. But when I was reading about this, I thought, then this reminds me of the old Steve Austin TV series, $6 Million Man. Remember that?
Yes, exactly. You're right. Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of that way for the youngsters.
Well, you know, giving equal time, now we have the it's got to be at this point, maybe $600 million woman because, you know,
probably
inflation and everything.
Taking into account inflation, right. That was Steve Austin, $6 Million Man, big TV show back in the 70s. So there you go.
That was this weekend. People go, $6 million, that's chump change anymore. I mean,
you know, that would be buy an arm and a leg, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah. Cut chump.
So that's
out there this
weekend. And then we have a movie called The Baby Boss, which is animated, not getting great reviews here. Here's the idea. We have this suit-wearing, briefcase-carrying baby. It pairs up with his 7-year-old brother to stop the dastardly plot of the CEO of Puppy Company. Now, this is a movie about this baby wearing this suit, speaking with the voice and wit of Alec Baldwin, obviously an animated movie here. Yes. It stars Alec
Sometimes
Baldwin.
Sometimes it's hard to separate the two anymore between Alec Baldwin.
Maybe so.
You know, the comedy and the real guy. I don't know.
This is a story about how a new baby's arrival impacts a family, told from the point of view of a delightfully unreliable narrator, a wildly imaginative 7-year-old by the name of Tim. And it also has a sly, heartfelt message about the importance of family. Alec Baldwin voicing in this, as well as Steve Buscemi, Jimmy Kimmel also voicing, and Lisa Kudrow. 27% are recommending this. It's that one critic saying, the boss baby often tries too hard and succeeds too little. And another critic saying, this film is like a little toddler, cute and energetic, but also constantly confusing everyone about what he wants to do. There you go. It's out there this weekend. You know, it's a PG movie, great movie for the family. Kids aren't too discerning, so there you go.
Yeah, it'll allow them to get their brat on, I guess. We've been conditioned with this Boss Baby, haven't we? I mean, there's commercials out that, I'm trying to remember.
A lot of it, yeah.
Right?
So
we're kind of like being conditioned with this a little bit.
Well, it's DreamWorks. They're very good at marketing movies. So they've been out there making sure that we're all aware of this. And it will do fairly well. They say it's going to make about $20 million this weekend. So it's not going to be a failure. It will do. It'll probably be number two. Beauty and the Beast will still be number one this weekend. Then a movie I'm going to see this weekend is called The Zookeeper's Wife. This is interesting. It's based on a book by Diane Ackerman, which came out in 2007. Sold about 1 million copies so far, and 55% of the critics are recommending. This is actually based on a true story, real-life story of a working wife and mother who became a hero to hundreds during World War II. It's 1939 in Poland. Antonina Zabinski, played by Jessica Chastain, and her husband, Dr. Jan Zabinski, have the Warsaw Zoo flourishing under their stewardship and care. Now, when their country is invaded by the Germans, Jan and Antonina are stunned and forced to report to the Reich's newly appointed chief zoologist, Lutz Hecht, and forced to fight back on their own terms. Antonina and Jan covertly begin working with the resistance and to put into action plans to save lives out of what has become known as the Warsaw Ghetto, saving Jewish lives by using this zoo. It looks like a fascinating tale based on a true story out this weekend. It's called Zookeeper's Wife.
And one of my favorites, Jessica Chastain. I mean, does she do anything
she's
bad?
Good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she is amazing. Well, I guess that's why she's won 2 Academy Awards, right?
I think so, yeah. And it's, you know, it's a great role for her, too. And it looks great up on the screen. So I'm going to check that out. I'll let you know how that is next week. Also, a movie here starring Nathan Lane and Del Powley. I love Nathan Lane when he's in movies. This is a movie called Carrie Pilby. Now, Pilby is this genius kid who graduated Harvard at 18, convinced that the world is populated by oversexed hypocrites. She has a hard time making sense of life as it relates to morality and relationships and sex and even leaving her apartment. So she goes to see Nathan Lane, the psychiatrist. In an effort to coax Carrie out of her shell, her psychiatrist makes this deceptively simple checklist of goals to help her achieve her independence. These are things that she should be doing between Thanksgiving and year's end. Now, each goal brings Carrie closer to the understanding that humans, like books, can't be judged by their covers. Looks really good. Nathan Lane and also Belle Powley, you might remember her from Diary of a Teenage Girl. 64% recommending that one. Also, we have a doc out here which looks good, too. 92% recommending this documentary called Karl Marx City. And this is about...
Is this a story of Los Angeles or what?
Well,
just teasing. Right. Just teasing. Don't get overly sensitive. All right. Okay, go ahead.
This is my home. Anyway, 25 years after the collapse of the German Democratic Republic, East Germany, you have this filmmaker, Petra Epperlein. She returns to the proletarian Oz of her childhood, where she grew up, to find out the truth about her late father's suicide and his rumored connections to the Stasi past. Stasi being the Ministry of State Security in East Berlin back in the day. Had he been an informant for the secret police? Was her childhood some kind of an elaborate fiction? As she looks for answers in the Stasi's extensive archives, she pulls back the curtain of her own nostalgia and enters into the parallel world of the security state, seeing her former life through the lens of the oppressor. Heady stuff here, but it just sounds fascinating about life in East Germany back in the day. 92% recommending Karl Marx City. And then another
might be interesting, you know, to watch right now in light of, you know, we've got a resurgence of 1984. People are chewing that up right now, you know. So just, you know, considering the times and the culture and the influence, this might be an addendum to people's interest, those that are picking up the book and, you know, kind of surprised, especially the young kids in this new generation going, when was that set? Well, read this book, 1984, and see what's happening and tell me where America is right now in light of that. But fascinating stuff. So good options this weekend for us.
A lot
to,
of interesting stuff.
And
best of and like, continue your rule, though.
Well, yeah, and like you say, a lot of people are a lot of money going to the box office these days. And that doesn't even include the popcorn. Huh?
No.
Just the way it is. Well, we'll see you there at the Cineplex, Steve-O. Thank you so much. Steve Evans, the movie guy on Bill Martinez Live. Have a good one yourself.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.